joining us right now. Covers the Chiefs for the AP. It's our new friend, Dave Scratta. Dave, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Just rolling through the AFC West, and thank you for joining us to give us a little education on the Chiefs. And we were talking about questions heading into the season. My big one was, obviously, with the Chiefs, it's the injuries. It's the health. Talk about their big guns coming back from injury and where that's at progress-wise.
Yeah, well, we learned yesterday that Jamaal Charles is going to be on the PUP list, and I think everybody sort of expected that. He's coming back from a torn ACL, and I think he'll be ready for the season opener, but there's no reason for him to be pushing it, especially this first week in training camp. Probably won't see him until maybe the third preseason game. The other big one is Justin Houston, and he had an ACL repair too, but it didn't happen until February. It was kind of a bizarre situation where the Chiefs really didn't know what was wrong with him until he went in and had a different procedure done, and they discovered he had a non-functioning ACL, whatever that means. So they got that repaired in February, but that means, if you're talking a 10-month recovery, it's going to be late in the season before he gets out there. He's certainly not going to be doing anything other than rehab up here in training camp.
Well, you talk about Charles, and last year, obviously, I think it was like 5 games into the season, he goes down with that second ACL injury. But Ware and West stepped in and did a really good job, and the Chiefs retained them on really affordable contracts. So it seems like they feel fairly confident in whatever his status is at this point, that they've got people that can fill in there.
Yeah, they do. And I think one thing you have to remember is that all 3 of those guys are different players, and that's kind of a unique thing for the Chiefs, too. A lot of people are wondering if Jamaal is back and close to 100%, are there going to be enough touches to go around? Well, Jamaal can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can do a lot of things in the passing game that the other two can't. Sharkandrick West, you mentioned, is kind of a scatterback, really quick guy. And then Spencer Ware is just a big battering ram, for lack of better description. So you got 3 guys that sort of all complement each other, and that's a pretty good luxury to have.
Dave Scratta, the Associated Press, previewing the Kansas City Chiefs for us on KHTK. Dave, Eric Berry's situation, he didn't want to sign the franchise tender. I think nobody can really blame him for that, but it sounds like things are going to get drawn out a little bit. I've heard mixed reviews as to when he's going to come back. How long do you think he's going to drag this out, and how long are the Chiefs willing to wait?
Well, it's really out of the Chiefs' hands. You know, I think they're going to sit there and wait as long as it takes. He's going to sign eventually. There's no reason for him to sign right now. I wouldn't want to go up to St. Joe and move into the dorms at Missouri Western University and go through all these practices for 3 weeks if I didn't have to. So, I don't know that we'll see much of him in training camp, but you also have to remember when he signs that tender, he's going to make $10.8 million next year, and that makes him the highest paid safety this season in the NFL. So he's not going to leave that money on the table either. He'll sign eventually. It's just a matter of when. And I think at this point it's just kind of making his displeasure known to the Chiefs, which surprised me. To be frank, I was surprised they didn't get a deal done. I think there was a lot of goodwill between them. The Chiefs were very supportive of him when he went through his cancer treatment a year ago, and even paid him, his full contract when they didn't have to. And I think there was a lot of goodwill on both sides. And frankly, I was a little surprised that something didn't get done.
The AP's Dave Scratta joining us. We're talking Kansas City Chiefs right now on Sports 1140 KHTK. Dave, we're familiar, obviously, out here in these parts with Alex Smith and being a 49er for a while. I'm just curious, now that he's been there, when he was in San Francisco, it was always, he's a game manager, he can't get us to the promised land, always looking for somebody new, which Harbaugh eventually found Colin Kaepernick. What is the fan thought process on Alex Smith these days?
I think the fans are realistic when it comes to Alex. I think they know he's not going to carry them with his arm, but they also know he's not going to make a lot of big mistakes. And when you've got a team that has the weapons that the Chiefs do have on offense, with Jeremy Maclin at wide receiver and Travis Kelce, one of the league's best tight ends, and Jamaal Charles coming back, I don't think they need Alex to carry them with his arm. And in fact, his best games statistically are games they tend to lose. If you remember that playoff game against the Colts a couple of years ago when they blew a big lead, he threw for like 400 yards and they ended up losing. So, I think the Chiefs fans just want him to be steady. They want him to not throw interceptions, fumble, and make mistakes, and let a really good defense and some pretty good skill players kind of carry the load.
Dave, I was going to ask you the exact same question about Andy Reid. I mean, a guy who has been very successful, so I don't want to knock him, but over his time in Philly, his flaws were certainly exposed, and he has a reputation, you know, clock management, whatever it might be. So, hey, same thing. How do people feel about Andy Reid?
Well, I think there's still, believe it or not, here 4 years into this thing, there's still a little bit of a honeymoon effect going on. Things were so bad before he got here. I mean, people were in trash bags over their heads to games, and some fans even paid for a banner to be towed behind an airplane asking that the GM and the coach be fired. So things were a disaster before Andy got here, and he really kind of calmed things down and really short order took a 2-win team to the playoffs. And last year they won a playoff game for the first time in 20 years. So he certainly earned a lot of goodwill. But now that, you know, he has to take the next step, and John Dorsey, the general manager as well. And that's to go deep into the playoffs. They picked up a win last year, but, I think it's kind of like AFC championship or bust right now among fans. They really want to see this thing keep moving forward.
Dave Scretta joining us this morning, beat writer for the Chiefs for the Associated Press. I want to ask you about Justin Houston, who, you know, is recovering from that knee injury. But I read a quote yesterday that Andy Reid had regarding his injury and his status. And I just, you know, Andy obviously better than us, and you cover him on a daily basis. I want you to kind of make sense of this quote. He said, "I'll tell you, he's not going to work here. He'll be here. He's just not going to be able to do football stuff. He'll rehab and continue with his rehab. But what the heck does, I'll tell you, he's not going to work here." What does that mean?
Well, he means he's not going to get on the field. He's not going to do any of the football workouts, the individual stuff or the group stuff. He's just going to be off on injury island, we call it, with the rest of the injured players kind of, you know, working his way back. I haven't seen him up in St. Joe yet, but I'm sure he'll be there and just kind of doing his thing off to the side. And I think week one is certainly out of the question, and probably the first 8 weeks are probably out of the question. The question is whether he's going to make it back onto the field by the midway point in the season. And after that, are they going to have him for a stretch run toward the playoffs? And I think that's sort of where the Chiefs' mindset is right now.
Okay, so when he says he's not going to work here, he's really literally just talking about he's not going to be on the field in Missouri at training camp.
Right. He's not going to be in pads. He's not going to be doing anything like that. He'll be doing some rehab work.
Dave, before we wrap up, give us, if you could, your breakdown on the Chiefs' draft. They stockpiled picks. They now get to see what they landed. It looks like they're throwing a lot into that defensive backfield, along with Tyreek Hill, who I loved in college. Talk a little bit about what they pulled in.
Yeah, I think the draft was really productive for them. They got a defensive lineman in Chris Jones, who I think is going to be really productive. And fortunately for him, he's going into a defensive line with Dontari Poe, Jay Howard, Alan Bailey, some guys that are really productive. So he isn't going to. He was their top pick, even though he was in the second round. But I don't think there's a lot of pressure on him to produce right away. But you mentioned the cornerbacks, and I think that's really interesting. They drafted three of them. They lost Sean Smith. Obviously, he headed out your way. So there's some snaps to go around in the defensive backfield, and Kavari Russell out of Notre Dame and Eric Murray out of Minnesota are both guys that could probably get on the field either at cornerback or nickelback. So there's a lot of hope there. And then the other one that's really interesting is Parker Ainger, who's the offensive lineman out of Cincinnati, and they took him in the fourth round. And the Chiefs are really looking for a guy who can step in at offensive guard and give them an upgrade. And they had a lot of success with a rookie at center last year. And so maybe Parker's a guy who can surprise some people in training camp and earn a job.
Dave, I'm curious. The Chiefs went through at least 9 different offensive line combinations last season. Obviously, they had a very successful season, not as successful as they wanted it to have. Mm-hmm. But when you go into this 2016 season, is there still big question marks surrounding that offensive line, or is that something they've been able to shore up?
Well, they shored it up a little bit. They signed Mitch Schwartz in free agency. He's probably one of the premier offensive linemen that was out there. So that really helped. Last season, they had just lost a whole bunch of guys in free agency, so they were kind of mix and matching and trying to figure out a combination that worked, and they never really did find one that did work that well. But like you said, they still won 11 straight games, went to the playoffs, won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't totally write off the work those guys did up front. But I think they're a lot more comfortable with the guys they have in camp this year. I think there's a lot more talent there. It's just a matter of finding the right five guys and putting them in the right spots.
Well, and you could probably recycle this question over a few off seasons with the Chiefs. Finally, depth at wide receiver. Jeremy Maclin, obviously, he handles the load. But where you know, I know they've got some guys in there with Streeter and Williams. They drafted, we mentioned, Hill and Robinson. But are they looking at having some depth this year, or are they just rolling the dice?
I think they've got a little more depth than they did, but I think it's always a question we've had with Andy is, you know, when are they going to draft a guy who's really going to come in and be a game changer, and they certainly didn't do that this year. You mentioned Tyreek Hill, and he's really impressed a lot of people with his speed, but he's not a very big guy, and he might be more of a threat in the punt and kick return game. They got another kid out of Florida, DeMarcus Robinson, who might get on the field. But I think really they're looking at Chris Conley, who is a guy they drafted last year out of Georgia, to take a big step up. And he wasn't that productive last year, but he's got all the physical tools that you really like to see. So he needs to kind of make a big step up and take some of that pressure off Jeremy Maclin.
Dave Scretta covers the Chiefs for the AP. Have fun out there at Arrowhead this year, and good luck. Thanks for joining us.